Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, give them a call at 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you so much to Carlos Griego and his team at Bosky Heating and Cooling. On the phone with our friend, Brian Cochran. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I was teasing you off the air before the show that, you know, you spend all this time preparing and getting us calmed down about what the markets were doing. Pre-election, there was a lot of things going up and down. But overall, the markets were continuing to go up. But since the president has taken office, things seem to be trending in a different direction. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing right now is a good example of how quickly the market can change its focus, how investors can change their temperament, and the winners and losers of the market can change quickly, which makes it hard for the average investor who's maybe managing assets on their own to follow because they don't understand why the winds change so quickly or what's happening, and by the time they respond, the market's already shifted. And I think we're seeing some of those trends shift in the last few weeks in particular.
And what do you recommend, Brian? I know you're always talking about planning and having a diversification in your portfolio, and it's all based on your personal goals and things. How do you plan for these kind of changes?
Well, diversification is the key. You hit it right there. We diversify not because it's the easiest way to invest or because it always gives us the highest return. We diversify because we don't know what the future holds. And when markets can change so quickly, it's nice to have a nice diversified portfolio. So a good example of that, in the last several years, 5 to 10 years really, the hot sector has been larger growth-oriented technology companies. That's where you've really wanted to be. But what we've seen in the last several weeks is that they've fallen out of favor a bit and they've pulled back. So while the rest of the market's been overall quite even and stable, tech companies have dropped rather quickly. So if you were chasing the hot stocks of the last few years and putting more and more money toward those stocks, it's a rude awakening when you look down one day and the market seems to have changed its tune. And now we're seeing smaller companies really lead the markets in this start to the year.
I know, Brian, that a lot of our listeners have portfolios and they have investments, but I also know that a lot of people do not have that, particularly younger people. But I do know they're driving by gas stations where the gas was $2.08 about 5 weeks ago, and now we're up over $2.50.
Yep, and that's a good example of the changing trends. I mean, who would have thought that getting a Democrat president that oil stocks would do well? But what we've seen is with the expectation of the COVID vaccine taking hold and more economic activity, energy companies have been one of those outperformers after previously being really shunned for, you know, by the markets for a couple years. So you may recall, you know, last spring when COVID hit, energy prices, oil prices went actually into the negative. And now we're back up to hovering around $60 a barrel for oil. So these are quick trends that can change quickly. And again, if you would have said that Biden would be our president and oil companies would be a top performer, that just wouldn't really make sense because his administration has been very transparent that they are not a pro-oil, pro-energy administration. They're looking for alternative green energy. But, you know, those energy stocks have done well with the expectation of more energy demand as the economy opens. And you see that in oil prices, and now you're seeing it ripple through to gas prices.
Brian, what do you mean in our notes today by the term rearview mirror investing?
Yeah, we see this a lot. And when you're driving, you certainly need to check the rearview mirror, but we don't want to drive staring at the rearview mirror. And it's the same with investing. We see a lot of people who invest for their future based only on what's happened very recently in the last year or so. So they make their investment decisions chasing what was good last year, looking at last year. Now, we can certainly learn history, learn from market history by looking back over decades and following market trends and trying to find good principles through market history. We're not against that by any means, but we see so many investors that just look at what's doing well in the last year. Or some of the most recent trading, we see people who are jumping from stock to stock, looking at what's doing well in the last few days. And it's creating these rapid moves in certain stocks, but then they unwind very quickly as well. And if you're caught on the wrong end of that, that rear view mirror investing can come back and bite you. So what we recommend is rather than just looking over the last year and always trying to chase the most recent trend, we believe in that more diversified structure where you acknowledge that what did well last year could do well this year, or maybe the trends will change as we're seeing today.
You know, in the last couple of weeks, Brian, you've shared with us on Fridays that a lot of people that are using investment apps seem to always be chasing that latest and greatest stock pick, and that that's not really a consistent way to develop wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and buying and selling stocks in itself is not a bad thing, but when you're doing it purely based on a friend's recommendation or chasing what's going up recently, those are not good investment processes, and they're likely to end up getting caught with a bad investment. And we saw that with the GameStop phenomenon that happened recently. I actually had various friends and family members texting me saying, what is going on with this? Should I be getting in? I talked to someone this last weekend over lunch who said the same thing, that he had a friend who was encouraging him to buy GameStop at $350 a share, and it quickly plummeted. But if you just looked at the recent performance, you'd say, wow, this stock is doing really well. Again, looking at the recent rearview mirror, and then sure enough, it did unwind very quickly and dropped 90% off its highs. So, you know, you're just exposing yourself to more of a speculative gambling type behavior when you're chasing those hot stocks as opposed to having a diligent process, you know, practicing diversification and consistent rebalancing and looking at the long-term outcomes, not trying to get rich quick right now.
Brian, tell us about your firm, John Moore Associates.
Yeah, so we've been in business. It'll be 24 years in the next week or so is our anniversary of the company, so we're really excited about that. We've been founded in New Mexico, and we now have offices also in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we love having our presence in Arizona, especially this time of year. I can go over there and warm my toes. but we have 9 members of our team right now, a really wonderful team, and we provide investment management services. So we take the burden of these investment decisions from the client and help them by managing their portfolios. And then we also provide financial planning services, which is a matter of making wise decisions with the assets you have, whether it's an investment choice, tax decisions, estate planning decisions, retirement planning, and such. And so we find the combination of helping people make big picture financial decisions and then also managing their investments. We think that's a great value for the clients we serve.
Brian Cochran is a certified financial planner with John Moore Associates. He's also a big Portland Trailblazers fan. So I got to ask you a hoops question. How the Trailblazers doing?
You know, it's up and down, just like the markets. if they could keep a healthy roster, they'd be all right. Tonight's a big game. They play the Lakers, which is a bit of a rivalry. And I have a brother-in-law who's Southern California, born and raised. So we always put a little gentleman's wager out there for these games. Usually it's a treat for our families or something that we'll bet on these games just for fun. But if they can beat the Lakers, it really doesn't matter what happens the rest of the season. I'm pretty happy.
All right. Brian Cochran, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you.